So that's the real base of the seduction. The base of the seduction is I can choose rightly. If I just make the right choice, right enough, then it'll work out, or then I'll get to where I want to get to, or then God will come to me, or then I'll be enlightened, or then I'll know the truth, or whatever way you think about it. So I'm saying to you some very hard to hear, in a sense harsh information, that no choice you ever make, no choice a human being ever makes, will ever be the right choice. At best, it'll be partially effective, but usually not even that. Because the idea is, and that's the seduction, that we have the power to make the right choice, that we have the power to choose, that we have the power to control something. That what we choose will make a significant difference. And all of that goes by the name of ego. All of that is the seduction. I have to choose. I have to make the decision. I have to know. But you don't know for real. The more you look into it, the more you really are intellectually and experientially honest with yourself about it, the more you confront it, the more you see how you don't know. And we're all running around telling ourselves we know something. And the culture, of course, the society, absolutely supports that. But the proof is you can't explain anything. If really asked to explain for real, nobody can do it. How are you here? You can't explain it. What are you? You can't explain it. How do you breathe? And how does that make you an alive human? You can't explain it. How did you wake up from your sleep this morning? You don't know what. You don't know how that happened. You didn't do something, turn some switch, and you went from being asleep to being awake. You can't explain any of it. Neither can the physicist, the scientist, the astronomer, the anybody. The biologist, nobody can. Let alone you or me. You can become a specialist. You can study something your entire life and become a true expert and really know some facts, but you can't explain a damn thing. And if you face that squarely and see if it's true, and come to the conclusion that is inevitable if you really face it, then you have to consider, what does that mean? I can't explain anything. I don't know how my heart keeps beating. It's got nothing to do with anything I'm doing. I don't know how I eat breakfast and lunch and it keeps me alive. I do know that if for a couple months I don't eat anything, I'll be dead, but I can't explain how that works either. The textbooks say if you don't eat or drink anything for 3 weeks, you'll be dead, but that's not true. I tried it myself. I didn't eat or drink anything once for 50 days. I was fine. Just to see if the textbook was right. And the textbook was completely wrong. It said the longest any human being can live without consuming anything, not a drop of water, anything, is 3 weeks. That's the maximum. But on the 50th day, I was ready to keep going, but the people I was living with were so freaked out, I had to eat. Because they knew I actually hadn't even had a drop of water in 50 days. And I didn't even lose that much weight. So all the science in the world will tell you this, this, and this, but it isn't true either. It's just some average that somebody came up with. May not apply to you at all. Nowadays, I mean, I was young when I did that. Nowadays, if I didn't eat for 3 days, I'd be dead. So the 3 weeks wouldn't apply then either. But if you really face it squarely and look into it with your real intellect, your real sincerity, you will have to admit somehow to yourself, you don't have to admit it to anybody else, that you can't explain anything.